I didn't like a few calls tonight, to be honest with you, but there was more calls than I thought. But again, you move on, and you know, you got to kill it. We got some good work in our PK tonight. Our PK has been excellent all year, so you know, we address it all the time. But again, I thought there was too many calls tonight.
The Bill Belichick of the NHL, that's what I call him, Gerard Gallant. Just gives you enough, but he's always to the point. JT, back with you. Have a great weekend, everybody. My wife and I are going to go to the movies. And we're going to the movies for sure. That's why I wanted to have on Jackson Murphy, the legendary young film critic, LightsCameraJackson.com. Good to hear from you again, my friend. How you been?
Been great, JT. Congrats to the Raiders as well. That was a big win last night.
My guy, you're back again. Let's start with The Irishman. I got to get into it because I love De Niro. I love Pesci. I love Martin Scorsese. But I was hoping for more of a real gangster movie. It's tied into Jimmy Hoffa. Am I going to love it?
You might like it, but you're probably not going to love it, because here's the thing. Al Pacino is amazing as Jimmy Hoffa. It is a fantastic, dynamite performance. The issue is, this is a 3.5-hour Martin Scorsese movie. He likes them long, and it drags, and it goes on, and it's really mellow. There isn't a true wow moment in the movie, no true excitement or energy, and I was really surprised by that. But top-notch performances by De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino. They're the reasons to see the film. It is in Vegas next Friday, November 15th.
Is it a movie that everyone's excited about? Will there be nominations for these actors and not feel like last nominations for these older gentlemen? Do we have that performance? It seems like you're saying Pacino is even possibly bigger in that role than the great Robert De Niro?
I think De Niro's got some more screen time, but he'll probably get a Best Actor nomination. And Robert De Niro hasn't won an Academy Award, I believe, since Raging Bull almost 40 years ago. Pacino hasn't won or been nominated since Scent of a Woman. He'll be in the supporting actor category. And Joe Pesci, who won for Goodfellas a couple decades ago, he would be in the supporting actor category if he gets nominated.
Jackson Murphy's our guest. LightsCameraJackson.com. You got to go to the website. You do not go to the movies without one of his reviews. He's that good. Midway, they're hooking me on the trailer to Midway. It looks good the way they filmed it. I like some of the cast they're showing me. I saw that you went and saw Midway last night. How was it?
I did. Midway is good. If you know the story, it's the World War II battle. It changed the war. It changed the country forever. And it's got a great cast. It has Dennis Quaid in it, Nick Jonas, Mandy Moore. I really like Patrick Wilson and Woody Harrelson in it. The action is good. Some of the visuals are a little cheesy in spots, but this is a Roland Emmerich movie. He did Independence Day 2012, a lot of these big action movies. He gives you that here with Midway.
I'm the only radio host in America, sports radio host, that is comfortable saying that I went and saw Downton Abbey. And it felt
like
I was downstairs in the servants' quarter having tea with all my friends. I liked it a lot. They did an unbelievable job taking it from the PBS show and bringing it to the movies. What do you think?
Yeah, I liked it too. And you know what? I've never seen the show, but I went in just sort of seeing, all right, what is this going to be like? And I enjoyed watching the characters. It's a lot of stories in and out, but we got to talk about Maggie Smith, because there is a key scene with her towards the end. I think that seals the deal for a Best Supporting Actress Academy Award nomination. I'm going to call it right now.
Wow, you're calling that right now. The win, the nomination and the win?
Just a nomination. I don't think it's a winning performance, okay, but I think she will get nominated.
Everybody's talking about Dr. Sleep. Tell me about that film.
It is the sequel to The Shining, which I just watched for the first time a couple weeks ago to get ready for this. Of course, that was the Stanley Kubrick, Jack Nicholson movie from the Stephen King novel. This is the sequel to that, and it's Ewan McGregor playing the older version of the little boy from The Shining. If you are a fan of The Shining, you got to see Dr. Sleep. It is really engrossing. Ewan McGregor is at the top of his game. I think he's one of the most underrated actors working today, and there are some nice surprises. You got to go see Dr. Sleep.
As a film critic, going back and watching The Shining and to see how Kubrick put that masterpiece together when it came to cinematography, that had to blow you away.
Yeah, it blew me away. And also, Jack Nicholson is unbelievable in that movie. The fact that he has had 12 Oscar nominations in his career, the most of any male actor, and he was not nominated for The Shining. I guess back in 1980, people right away didn't like The Shining. A lot of critics hated it, but the fact that he wasn't nominated is unbelievable. It is an incredible performance.
How good is Jackson Murphy? I mean, born to do this. Real quickly, before we get to a couple other pictures, tell everyone your backstory, how you started, your connection with Regis Philbin, and how your career took off.
Oh, man, I started 14 years ago, January of 06, when I was 7 on local radio in Albany, New York, on the Radio Disney station, and I'd been watching Regis since I was very young and wanted to be in front of the camera and tell stories and give my opinions on various things, and so I've been good friends with him for more than a decade now after seeing him at Live and various things. He has been incredible in my life.
Awesome. Let's move on to a movie I haven't seen yet, Marriage Story. What's that about?
It is Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. They play a married couple, but their relationship is on the rocks. They may be getting a divorce. A lot of people love this movie. I hate it. I think it is so over the top. It is so cheesy. It is so ridiculous. The characters are corny. It's just everything about this movie, it just doesn't work. Noah Baumbach tries way too hard. Goofy characters, including one played by Laura Dern at her most embarrassing. This is an uncomfortable film to watch.
Jackson Murphy's our guest. We have him on hopefully every month to go over the movies, especially going into award season and coming into the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. What's coming up next that you're excited about? Is this going to be a great award season? You ranked this. We're in the month of November. I asked this to boxing analyst about boxing. How was the calendar this year for your business, the movie business?
Well, it's really interesting because the Oscars is Feb 9. It is just 3 months and a day away. It's the earliest it's ever been. So they're jamming a lot of stuff in, and a lot of movies are coming out late hoping for those nominations, including Frozen 2 on the way, Ford v. Ferrari next week, Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and then films in December and towards Christmas Day like Cats and Bombshell, the Fox News movie that looks very good. So there's a lot of big stuff on the way that they're squeezing in for this really scrunched award season.
What are you hearing about Tom Hanks in anticipation of playing Fred Rogers?
What people got to know going in is this is not a biopic on his entire life. This is a little slice of it about Mr. Rogers' relationship with a journalist in 1998 who did a profile on him. This is a supporting performance from Tom Hanks. He will be going for a supporting actor nomination, not a lead actor nomination. I'm looking forward to seeing this. Tom Hanks hasn't been nominated for an Oscar since Castaway nearly 20 years ago. He's probably going to get one here. We will have to see.
I saw Joker, Joaquin Phoenix. I thought at times it was very disturbing, very dark. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I know his performance is going to garner many nominations. What do you think?
It has to. I think he has to be on the Best Actor ballot. And I'm kind of the same way with you. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was amazing with his performance. But outside of him, there's not a lot to love about Joker because Todd Phillips, the director, just zones in on him completely for 2 hours. But yeah, he's got to be a Best Actor nominee.
Help me out with this last one. How do I get my kids into Star Wars? Because they weren't into it like I was as a kid. And I wasn't over the top with the toys and, you know, standing online in the middle of the night. And it seems like it's getting away from me where I don't know the characters anymore. What do you like about all of these Star Wars movies and the one coming up? Is it a must-see?
Right. That's the other thing. You've got award season, but also these last several years, Disney has put in these Star Wars movies. This is the last one in the trilogy that began with 2015's The Force Awakens, where Harrison Ford came back. So we had that, we had Last Jedi 2 years ago, and now this is The Rise of Skywalker. Tickets have been on sale already for this for a couple weeks. I got my tickets already. So many are going to go see this, but those last two Star Wars movies I thought were just all right, but not extraordinary. People will go, it'll make a ton of money, but don't see it being a Best Picture nominee.
Lastly, do you like Netflix in the movie space overall? Do you like the work, the money they're throwing into the film business?
You know, some of their movies have been good, and some of them not so much. That Marriage Story is not good. but, You know, it's really interesting with theater distribution and the big controversy there when it comes to Netflix, putting out The Irishman in a select number of theaters and not going in the big chains and then just releasing it on Netflix on the 27th. I don't know how long that's going to last. I really don't. I can see both sides to this story very much. We'll have to see how far it goes in the years and award seasons to come.
How old are you, my friend?
I am 21 years old now, JT. Living it up, 21.
I've been talking to you since what? You were 14, 15?
Maybe even younger, yeah. It's been great chatting with you and all the award seasons we've had so far and the many more to come, yeah.
You are the best at what you do. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Thank you. Lights-camera-jackson.com, Twitter at LCJ Reviews, and Instagram at LightsCamJackson.
Best to your parents. Tell them I said hello.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to your mom as well.
Thank you, sir. There he is. Lights, Camera, Jackson. Jackson Murphy. Fabulous. Started, you know, reviewing movies when he was 10 years old. Met up with Regis. They became friends. There's going to be a movie about him. I can promise you. Do you hear how articulate he is? He has every movie under his belt, and that's what I do. I bring up his website when I want to go to the movies. I get his review, and there are times like Marriage Story. I will not go see it. He said it was trash. He's going to save you money. Looney and I have been talking to him forever. You know Tom Looney, my 14-year partner on the radio. We have a new podcast that's dropping tonight, jtandlooney.com. So I did two podcasts this week, one for the Raiders with Brent Musburger. You're going to hear part of that coming up next hour. Rob Meach is coming in studio, a great friend to Lotus Broadcasting and everyone in the building here. His new book, Sports Betting for Winners, Tips and Tales from the New World of Sports Betting. He put this out and did a really deep dive, and he's such a pro's pro. He's great on the radio. Chris Matthews just had him on TV. We were finally able to lock up. He's going to be in studio with us for about 20 minutes. We're looking forward to it because he's not only a tremendous author, but this one turned around so quickly. I want to hear about the process, the journey. We'll talk about some of the stars in it coming up next on the other side. 876-1340 is the number. I'm back from Oakland. I got my second wind. You know, I think I did Don Julio. I did a shot of Fireball. I know I had a couple of vodka sodas where you can't, nothing wrong with that. Couple of Modelos in the parking lot. But I just think it was the adrenaline, and there was just a smell in the air in Oakland. There was just some nice smell in the air in Oakland. I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen when they come to Vegas. I know they're going to be a better football team, and I know that stadium's going to be unbelievable, and there will be great tailgating. But there's nothing like a game in Oakland. And that's the last time I'll ever be in Oakland for a night game other than a baseball game going forward. And the way the politicians are screwing that up there, their baseball team might be in Vegas sooner than you think. Rob's in studio next. We'll talk to you. Stick around. This is going to be a lot of fun. Plus Brent Musburger.